This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Cruz, Joshua Landis. Let's talk about some of the issues in the news this week. First, Rebecca, North Korea. It's actually been going on for a couple of weeks now, but it appears that their leader, Kim Jong-un, is kind of stepping up, purging of their inner circle. We've had a number of executions. He executed his uncle, 9 members of the National Orchestra. People are being imprisoned. They're saying they have to go in for re-education, that they're ideologically impure. So I guess he's feeling some perhaps are challenging his authority. What's going on here in North Korea? Or even, can we even know what's going on here in North Korea?
Well, certainly this has been in the news a lot the last couple of weeks. But unfortunately, it isn't anything new. In fact, only 2 weeks after he took office, about 2 years ago, there was a series of purges. In fact, a deputy defense minister, was killed at that time for apparently drinking during the mourning process for his father, along with some others. And we heard earlier this year that a ex-girlfriend, a member of the orchestra that you mentioned, was also executed.
Kim Jong-un's ex-girlfriend.
Yes, Kim Jong-un's ex-girlfriend, that he had her executed as well. And then, of course, both his father and his grandfather were known to have these purges as well as a means of gathering power and showing their might. But that certainly seems to be the case here. It was very public. It's a family member. And what message does that send but that no one is safe from this individual? And yes, you have a young leader. He's new. He's perhaps being challenged. And if we think about North Korea, we've got about 25 million people. They have been impoverished for the last 15, 20 years, significantly impoverished. And he has to gather power. He has to bring power to the fore. And how do you do this but incite fear? And I would just point out that the other thing is that, you know, this all looks like this is happening. But on the other hand, we're taking their word for it. We've not seen the execution. This is one of the few places in the world where we really don't know what is going on.
We have nobody inside that country that can provide us this information. A lot of this is being confirmed with satellite footage. I mean, we tend to know about the camps and the expansion of the camps, the labor camps, the imprisonment of these people because those camps are growing. And that's all from a distance that we're looking at this. So what really we come down to here is that we still, once again, we just cannot know what's going on in North Korea. We are just speculating.
Well,
Many
in this country have acknowledged that we have no indication that this is not true. And so we are going to assume that it's true. But of course, this is one of the largest propaganda machines in the world. And they are using that, again, to solidify power.
Well, frustrating nonetheless to know that something seems to be going on in North Korea and we have a hard time knowing the facts, let alone understanding it.